Hi, I'm Dave Clemens, and it's time now for your WaterWise tip of the week. Actually, I don't have that for you. Dan Denning does. He's here. He's the water conservation manager for the city of Bend. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well. I see we're talking about spring break plans here. How does that fit into water conservation?
Well, what do you think of when you think of spring break, Dave?
Wet t-shirt contests?
No, Dave. You're probably thinking about lawn conversions and turf removal programs.
Oh, of course. That's the number one thing in spring right there.
That's right, because the city of Bend is rolling out its new turf removal program this April.
Turf removal? What does that mean exactly?
So we'll pay you $3 a square foot to convert your thirsty lawn to a more water-wise xeriscape garden.
Okay. And obviously more information about that online. But yeah, I mean, is this a complicated process?
We're trying to make it seamless. So why we're talking about this today is, you know, we're in March, end of March, moving into April. The program's launching next month. And so we want people to be thinking about, hey, if this is something you're interested in, now's the time to plan your project and get a jump start on putting in your application.
What's the advantage of this? I mean, why are people doing this xeriscaping thing in the first place? I mean, obviously it saves water.
Yeah.
But there's more than that.
Yeah. So there's lots of reasons people might consider it. You know, a xeriscape long-term is less maintenance. So people are considering how much time do I want to eat up on my weekend to spend in my yard maintaining things. Obviously, you know, the water savings equals a lower water bill. There's curb appeal. Some people are just looking to revamp their yards and look for a fresh new look. And a lot of these xeriscapes can be really attractive and actually help boost your property values. And then the last part is some people just really like to garden. So some people want to be out there adding new plants. Some people want to create pollinator habitat or have other specialty items in their garden. And so those are all possible with the xeriscape.
All right. Well, if you don't know where to start, what do you do?
So we've got an event coming up on April 17th with the Central Oregon Master Gardeners Spring Gardening Webinars. And I'll be presenting on that topic and running through the whole process and the different design considerations, as well as, you know, if you want to apply for our program, how to do that. And so registration is already open for that. So visit www.gocomga.com. So go Central Oregon Master Gardener Association.com.
All right. Very cool. And more information about all the stuff we talk about on WaterWise Tips each week at your website.
Yeah. That's www.waterwisetips.org.
Been talking to Dan Denning, the water conservation manager for the city of Bend, and that's your WaterWise tip of the week. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Dave.